Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show. All right, guys. So listen, you know what's interesting? In only like in certain times of deep thought and epiphanies that you have like a realization like, oh my gosh, maybe somewhere along the way, the fitness industry got it wrong.
Sure.
And why do I say that? Because, I mean, first and foremost, guys, there's a lot of things that we believe at the time we're doing it are the right things. So like no fault to anybody that's doing things the way they believe is right. And then but it's all your obligation to change once you realize that, oh my gosh, there's a better way or sure. There's a way we should have been doing this. In this industry, the value in the fitness industry, the values always come down to the ratio between coach to client. So let's paint the picture for a second. This whole industry is always in like probably everybody even listening, even that doesn't even run this model or does, it doesn't matter. They believe that one-on-one personal training is the most highest value personal training or training program you can get. One coach, one client. And then as you go to the other end of the spectrum, a lower value of fitness, more of the budget option is a class-based 1 to 20 client or 30 clients, or even some of the Iron Circle gyms, burn boot camps doing 50 clients in a class or whatever, right? And so somewhere along the lines, the realization is if I am in a one-on-one scenario, it's more valuable than a one-to-many scenario, okay? Now, why do we believe that?
That's a great question.
We believe it because the attention, okay? I get the full attention of the coach, okay? So then if that's where the value is, then do we believe the consumer says that more attention equals more value?
Or a better result.
Yeah, or a better result. And that's the thought process, right, as we're just kind of painting the picture. We're painting the picture that more attention equals more value equals more result. However, you could have a one-on-one coach that's paying attention to you, standing next to you and giving you a garbage workout.
Absolutely.
Right? We could all agree to that. So just because it's in a one-on-one scenario where you get all the attention of the coach, that coach may be delivering something that they just wrote up that morning on the way in. That has nothing to do with that client. It's just like, hey, we're just going to get a workout in today. It's no more valuable than the coach that is doing the large group.
Yeah.
Right? Where everybody's doing the same workout. Okay, so like, oh my gosh, wait a minute, you're right. And as you start thinking about it, what is the value? Where do clients put the value in to what they're paying for? And we had a podcast a couple episodes back where we did the school analogy where the classroom setting and where you would put your own kid and where you value it as a parent. And it came down to personalization. And so in that school analogy, you got that public school where the one teacher is teaching a global curriculum to 30 kids, and there's really no room for adjustments because it's a public school and you follow the plan.
Yep.
Then the other end of the spectrum, you got that private tutor that's teaching one skill, one thing today, English or science or math for that particular student. But somewhere in the middle, and we also know that a one-on-one scenario isn't scalable on a business model. And we do know that large group is scalable on a business model for one-to-many. But we're confusing value and business models. We're confusing what the consumer is willing to pay for and what they see the value in. And we're confusing that with what's the best business model.
Mm-hmm.
We always said semi-private was the best business model. The economics work. You have one coach, maybe up to six clients. Economically, you can charge a little bit more than that large group class because we're assuming the values in the ratio.
Yep.
We're getting more attention than a large group. It's less than that one-on-one coach because you get to split the cost of the trainer, call it shared personal training, whatever you want to call it. But you could still have garbage workouts and no personalization in a semi-private gym.
Mm-hmm.
So you can literally have a gym, two gyms next to each other, both claiming they're running semi-private and having two totally different products at the end of the day. So if we look at semi-private just as a business model concept and not necessarily a value to the end consumer concept, that's where we can start to open the window of like, okay, well, what is it that they're really paying for?
Sure.
It comes down to personalization. The client is willing to pay for a plan and a program, a fitness program that is built for them, is customized to them. Well, so you can do that better in a semi-private atmosphere than a large group atmosphere. We can all agree to that one because you just have less people that you have to commit to that personalization to. So how can we say a gym saying that they're running semi-private that has no personalization versus a gym that is semi-private with personalization? We cannot say that they're equal, right? That is not, those are two different products.
Yeah.
And we would almost call that first gym, we almost call that small group.
Correct, yeah.
And that's where this little like asterisk comes in where you say semi-private with an asterisk because it could be small group training where it's basically a WOD style. Everybody's doing the same workout with less people.
Yep.
To me, that's almost less valuable than the large group for a lot of reasons. But the personalization is not there versus a gym that has a custom program for each and every client in a small group setting. So semi-private setting, we call it semi-private. So that becomes the big epiphany, the big aha, like maybe the industry's had it wrong. The value was never in the ratio. The value was in the personalization.
Yeah.
So then a gym owner's like, well, yeah, Tim, that sounds great. I would love to write programs for every single client that's custom and everything else, but it's not scalable. And so you run into this wall. Each one of these models has a ceiling.
Sure.
So the semi-private trying to do custom personalization.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
In that model, it has a ceiling because it's very difficult to do custom program. That's why people default back to that small group model and wonder why people don't see value in it.
Yeah, they're not sticking around, sure.
They wonder why they don't see value in it because it was never the ratio. It was the personalization. And once you realize that, then you can have a gym that is a semi-private training gym with the economics and be able to charge and keep your clients for the long term and get results and all the great things that come from a personalized program that lives in that model.
Yeah. And we see that just even in the marketplace, talk with gym owners all the time, throwing around semi-private and small group interchangeably. I don't believe they're the same. You kind of broke it down there. We never believed it was the same. And you as a gym owner, if you're using small group, but you're doing semi-private, you're probably leaving some money on the table because the value of what you're actually bringing to the table isn't being perceived in the marketplace or vice versa. There's gyms that are doing calling it semi-private, but it's a WOD, you know, across six people, or eight people. I see a lot of eight, you know, mm-hmm. one to eights. But to your point, the values in the individualized programming, and I think to that point, if you're doing individualized programming, you should be calling it semi-private at least to get that perception in the marketplace out there to where that's where the value lies. Mm-hmm. It's not just the ratio. It's not just, hey, everyone's doing the same things, but it's rep sets and weight that's you know.
Custom to them, their movement patterns, their movement quality. I mean, and that's where we develop semi-private pro.
Yeah, a tool for it.
It's the only way to deliver it at scale.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been doing it for a long time, and we didn't realize it until we had these epiphanies along the way. And it's like, man, we've got this group of gyms that are kind of just crushing it with this model. And it's not just because it's semi-private. The economics of semi-private work, but the business itself will not stand up on its own if you're running a generic WOD-style semi-private, quote-unquote, asterisk gym.
Yeah.
Because the value isn't in the ratio. The value is in the personalization. And if that client in that gym looking around, everybody's doing the same exact thing, they'll leave. They'll just leave. Like, why would they stay? Because it's like a generic workout. And so like that theory or that thought that it was always the ratio, that's the mistake we've always made. Less people, more cost. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah. Well, there's a tipping point too when it comes to cost, right? If you want to charge true semi-private rates compared to a gym that's doing individualized programming and you're not, the clients are going to pick up on that in time.
Real quick.
You know what I mean? They're not getting the value. Ideally, you know, all of our price points should be in a position where the marketplace feels like there's more value that they're receiving than what they're actually paying.
Yes.
And in a 1-6 ratio with a WOD behind it, I don't see how a gym, you're not going to be able to retain and keep clients at a 450, 500.
And that's where the clients, the gyms that say we launched semi-private and it didn't work.
Yep.
9 times out of 10, it was that. They just did this WOD style program with less people.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they literally took their large group model and just cut the number of people. Like, that's the transition that they made. And then charged the client sometimes twice as much. Yeah, you know
what
I mean? Of
course, you're going to lose a client. You know, but then, quote unquote, semi-private doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the point. Semi-private is just a word.
Sure.
It's just a word. And good news is people understand it now. I mean, we've been doing it for 16 years. And when we were running, like, nobody knew what the hell this was. Now we have people coming in looking for it, which mm-hmm. is cool. And we also get clients from other gyms doing the asterisk version of semi-private. They come here and they're like, this is nothing like what I was doing. They called it semi-private or even called it small group personal training. It's the other word for it. But that's just a word. Semi-private economics of the business model work great, but it's most gyms are missing the point where it's the personalization side of the workout that where the client sees the value.
Why don't you touch on, you mentioned something, but you kind of brushed past it a little bit. Why don't you kind of articulate why you feel that going from a large group model to a small group setting, why that actually is worse off for much of the client?
Okay. So the person in a large group model is a different human being. Like what they like in a workout is different than that one-on-one client.
Sure.
They are a tribe mentality client. The more the merrier, the higher the energy. Okay. And so those kind of people, like, it's okay. They gravitate towards that class-based high energy style workout. Okay. So when a gym says, you know what, the economics of this large group style, you know, even though it's fun to train, doesn't work for my business. They say, you know what? Well, let's just do a small group version of this and then put the people over there and charge more. And then it falls flat on its face because it's actually worse for that client. They're not getting
where they perceive value.
They perceive the value in the tribe, in the high energy. You just took all that away and you gave them the same exact workout, just with less people. And that alone, it makes it worse than what you were just doing in the large group. Go back to large group if that's what what you're going to do. Sure. It was never the ratio.
Yep.
It was never the ratio. So listen, guys, we've got a full-blown webinar on this model. We're calling it the fourth model. You can go to fourthmodel.com. We've got a webinar coming up that you guys could check out. Get registered for that. We break down the entire epiphany, how it works, the financial side, the ratio side, the customization side, and where we believe the industry is headed.
Yeah.
I don't know if gyms that don't adopt this model, I don't know how they're going to last in the long run. They're just going to be one of many red ocean. This is the blue ocean opportunity for gyms to establish the fourth model. The three models are large group, semi-private, one-on-one. There's now a fourth model.
Yeah.
You guys want to check that out, fourthmodel.com. Go get registered. I would love to have you guys on there. We've run this webinar a couple times now, and it's just there's hundreds of people now coming on board with this. And so don't miss out. We only have room for 100 at a time. And that's kind of on purpose.
Yep.
We may change it in the future, but for now, 100 seats, fourthmodel.com. Go get registered. Until next time, guys, we'll see you on the next episode. Take care. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode and want to go deeper on this stuff, head on over to our YouTube channel. The podcast right here is where we have the conversations, but on the YouTube, we break down things much more in depth. We walk through real frameworks, real strategies, and systems that gym owners are using right now to build better businesses. Just search Gym Business Coach on YouTube or head on over to youtube.com/@thegymbusinesscoach.com. Subscribe to the channel and I will see you over there.